Welcome to another episode of the Where Have You Been podcast, formerly titled WHYB. I apologize if my voice sounds a little nasally. I'm just getting over a cold from the past week, and last night my skateboard decided to pop up during a varial kickflip out of the quarter pipe into a bank and punch me square up in the nose. Yeah, it's happened to me before on worse circumstances, leaving scars. I have multiple scars on my nose already that really define my facial features, but this one I just walked away with a couple scrapes and a bloody nose, and probably go skateboarding again today. I'm not gonna let it stop me or get me down, but I just wanted to address the importance of skateboarding with a cloudy mind. It's important that you find that flow state before you get knocked on your ass or take a board to the face, because if your mind is elsewhere, you know, skateboard's gonna let you know real fast. Like the famous words of Jake Phelps, skateboarding doesn't owe you shit but wheel bite in the rain. But if you love the activity as much as I do, you get up and you keep at it and you just try again and just try harder the next time. Keep that balls to the walls attitude on that board and just go at it, you know? Nothing to lose except, you know, maybe a little blood. But that's how you progress. Is trial and error, you know. You gotta fail a few times before you can really get at it, land that trick you've been wanting all year. Anywho, now that I got that off my chest, I'd like to get into the podcast. I'm your host, Gage English, the Gage EB, the 12 Gage Shoddy. And I'm joined again with my co-host, Rantin' Raven Gonzo, and the man, Jeffrey Steck, one of the best musicians that I know out here in the Salt Lake region. He's been a lot of places, California, here, doing his busking thing, you know, out there street performing, making that dollar. He joins us for a late night episode in the garage. We get into all sorts of where have you been on this one. Got a lot of good memories with this cat. We've been a lot of cool places together. He's been to a lot of cool places on his own that he shares with us. And yeah, it's a great episode. Hope y'all enjoy it. If you feel free, give us some feedback, you know, leave a message in the wherever you find a spot and on the Anchor site, or you know, feel free to hit me up on my personal Instagram if you want to share any topics on the podcast you think we should hit. Let us know. And without further ado, let's get into the podcast. But first, let's have a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor.
And welcome to another
WHYB.
WHYB.
Where have you been?
Where have you been? Today, I'm joined again with my co-host, Rantin' Raven.
Ah!
Blackbird. If you ever need Blackbird, if you're ever in a time of need, just call out. He'll come.
Blackbird will save you. Jeff being on the floor now.
We have Jeff here as a guest. He is on the floor. at the moment. We've been jamming heavily, tirelessly. He has been traveling day in and day out, street performing the music that calls to his soul.
I'm gonna let him sleep there if he does that.
We might just let him sleep.
This might not be a podcast.
This might be a very funny story. Oh god, I'm not gonna sleep here.
How about pull up a chair, why don't you? Pop a squat, pop a beer. There's a beer sitting for you right there on the couch. Yeah. Just a stop and chat.
Quick little stop and chat.
Yeah.
Where have you been, Jeff?
I've been in California.
What part?
Santinas.
What?
Santinas.
Santinas.
Yeah, the Santinas Valley.
Okay. How long you been there?
A year and a half.
Yeah.
My neighbor is David Crosby.
Your neighbor?
Yeah, I live like 5 minutes away from David Crosby.
All right.
What's your phone?
Have you met him yet? Have you gone
to his house? Well, I haven't gone to his house, but I have met him at the grocery store.
A couple times.
And I've run into him street performing. He's been kind enough to give me some money sometimes. Which is a nice thing to do to a first.
I would just keep his money and be like, David Crosby gave me this dollar bill.
Well, he gave me $100 bill one time. And
David Crosby gave me this $100 bill.
And I signed it. I signed it. It was like, it was from DC. He didn't sign it, but I did. I just went in with pencil. You know, very, very small.
Do you still have it, or have you spent it?
No, I still have it. I intend to spend it. On a guitar that's being built for me. I'm going to fly this dollar bill out to the guy.
Sure, that's what David Crosby would want you to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what David
Crosby Crosby.
David, if you're hypothetically listening.
No, he's not.
He's in the ether, man.
Yeah, he's in the ether. We love you.
Yes, we love you, Crosby.
Crosby.
Your daddy Cross.
So you've been out in California for how many years?
Like a year and a half.
Really? I thought it was like three. Maybe two.
A year and a half.
Yeah, that's right. I've been seeing Kate for about a year.
No, you've been seeing Kate for 2 years.
No, not yet. October, it'll be two.
So you initially told me about Kate. We were outside of my house, that one that I have in the avenues, and you told me about...
No.
Yes. Regardless, this is, you know, I would say like 2019 territory.
Very end of 2019.
Yes, October 2019.
So like a year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half.
Okay.
A little bit longer than I've been in... You've been dating Kate longer than I have been in California.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Seems about right.
Yeah.
That seems about right.
Yeah, those are facts. True facts.
True facts.
Brought to you by the Jeff.
You can't fax this thing.
They're true facts, though.
Like, can I? Facts or facts?
Facts.
I just gave you an entire one.
Cigarette?
What do you require, sir?
He wants a smoke, but I just gave him one.
Here.
I need a lighter.
Lighter? We have a lighter.
What took you out there?
Getting off all them nose drugs.
Nose drugs?
Oh, yeah, nose drugs. That's your PCPs, your cocaines, your ketamines.
Your Molly Mollies.
Yeah, Mollies. Anything that you do like regularly, like that you
don't you appreciate that we never do that?
I mean,
occasionally I'll do a Molly or something like that.
But. Yeah, but like I imagine when you do Molly, you don't snort it.
Yeah.
But you'll take it like you'll do Molly.
I'll do like a bump.
Yeah.
And then like a little bit. I mean, like I don't buy Molly.
Exactly. You're not. Yeah. Like,
not your...
So yesterday I was street performing with one of my good comrades. For the sake of the podcast, I'll tell the story.
M-Jam.
Okay.
M-Jam. M-Jam and I, you know, had street performed for many years, and I came out here to Utah under the
You know, like, I remember asking him about half a year ago, hey, man, come visit. He's like, no, I'm not going to come. And I was like, why, dude? Why don't we come visit you? Like, nah, there's too much urge from me there. And I respected that.
Yeah, well, and I came out here, you know, at a point where it was like I had enough money saved up. I knew that when I came out here, it was like, no, I wasn't going to. I didn't come out here to use.
Yeah.
I was confronted with a situation where it was like, it was game time. It was a game time decision, more or less. So I was street performing with M-Town.
MJ.
MJ. Yeah. And so MJ decided to call it quits a little bit early on our street performing thing. We had been drinking at a nearby bar, whatever. He had disappeared into the bar a bunch of times. Whatever. It was fine. He eventually goes, hey, I'm a little bit too fucked up to, you know, continue performing. And I was like, that's cool. And, you know, so he gathers his equipment. And as he walks away, you know, he walks away.
It's 5 minutes past. Like a letdown of sex.
And, you know, I find a bag of drugs on the ground right near my amp. And it was a game time decision. It was like, do you snort this or do you? And I saw people walking by. I was like, hey, you guys want some blow? You know, and immediately they picked it up because, you know, that's what a lot of people like, but that's not what's for me anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, come to find out, MJ had left a lot of Molly there on the street. And I'm like, fuck it. You know, you left it in front of me. I'm going to get rid of it, you know.
Did you do it?
I did not do it. I gave it away as soon as possible. I picked it up. I saw it was a bag of drugs, and I threw it, like, on the ground, you know. And then I saw people. It was like,
Are you afraid of them?
Yeah, I don't want to be that person anymore.
That's really good to hear.
Those drugs, you know, turned me into a hollowed out version of myself that
slightly. You and I had a really good time at E11.
We had a great time at E11.
We took, dude, this motherfucker woke me up doing
we had
acid.
A great time on Mountain Banger. Remember that, dude?
Yeah, Mountain Banger.
Well, yeah. All these experiences are predicated off of of LSD. Psychedelics haven't fucked up my life the same way that no drugs have.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had a night, like, after taking too many psychedelics where it's like, I'm just crying in my bed and I just want more. Like, that doesn't.
I just need one. You're more just bump.
Yeah, exactly. That's. Never want to be there. Dude, you're like, I've got to go to work in 2 hours.
Dude, no, when we were at Mountain Banger, like, people can always, like, dude, he did, like, 5 hits of fucking DMT and just passed out of my trailer.
I remember coming to you around dude. The, like,
we're like, where's Jeff?
And you were just, like, laid back, like, remember
I did
you,
not
like,
drink
earlier that morning, and then 2 hours later, you were, like, zonked out in the bed of a truck.
There were people
around you, but you were like not aware of anything that going on.
Yeah, Mountain Banger was not good. So I went from Mountain Banger to my cousin's wedding, and I proceeded to have a heat stroke at my cousin's wedding.
Oh, no.
And I was still smoking DMT the whole time.
Chicken fried Deemsters, dude.
Chicken. Yeah, I remember, like, one time I was just, like, smoking a little bit, and then my mom came upstairs. And, like, right as the room, like, lit on fire, my mom walked into the picture.
Mom.
I remember. I
strolls through the flames like a holy deity. Just like,
Mama.
I remember. I straight up told her. I was like, yeah, I just smoked some DMT. She was like, what's that? I was like, don't worry about it.
She's like, is that like meth or something? No, Mom. It's
You want to have a great conversation? Let's go look at the trees.
Isn't it weird how they have a pulse? Well,
it's very weird to, like, you know. Yeah.
What do you, I mean, like, you are very, very good at what you do. That is, and
I like
no,
to play songs.
It's no contest, man. Like, I've,
Oh, yeah, dude, you're a fucking joy to jam with, and, like, just watch. Play on an acoustic guitar, dude. I was trying to, like, before you even got here, I was trying to mimic what you did, like, with the two-handed fucking,
well,
like,
a lot of all that stuff, it comes from trying to mimic the sound of a full band.
You know what's really crazy?
Yeah, which is, I did, because you're a solo artist, and,
like, I've known Jeff longer than I've known you.
That's crazy.
And Raven has actually seen me, like, progress through, like,
he was such a square when I first met him, dude. He was such a square.
I was?
No.
I was a square when you first met me.
Jeff was a square, dude.
I've always
He was, like, hanging out with my buddy Bennett, and he was doing math and all that stuff, and, like, oh, and I would try to get him to party with me. I was like, relax, man, hang out, dude.
You were there actually on my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
In all the
and my 21st birthday, I actually had a test due. I remember it, because, like, the day after, I remember, okay, you were there the moment I turned 21.
Yeah.
Right. And so that day I got kicked out of my band.
Oh, let me see the lighter. Sorry.
I'm like, you're just like a child.
Use your words.
Yeah. Like, I've got a bunch of friends who have, like, they've got babies now, which is fucking weird. Because people, like, you know, grew up.
I'm 33. Them.
You don't have a baby.
I'm an uncle now, dude. My nephew's almost going to be
only
born.
Only you,
dude.
Guys.
Like yesterday, he was just born.
You guys are
basically
my children.
People, yeah.
I love you, Raven. Come here. Give me a hug.
Come here. So,
I, you know what? One thing I would like to say about Raven on podcast on airs, you were the big brother that I never had.
Aw, dude.
Yeah,
so cute.
Yeah.
He was the big brother I never had, too. I have a big brother, and he's fucking awesome, and I really look up to him.
But Raven and I have gone to, like, festivals, and we've just told people that we're related.
Yeah, dude, people believe us.
Yeah.
We just rolled with it.
People used to say that to us.
Like
we would, like, roll into a camp, and they'd
Yeah,
like,
we'd go into, so, like, at E11, dude, so I think we've gone to, like, two E11s, and every E11, we pretend that we're brothers. And we always say we have different fathers.
And then if people pry further, we say we have different mothers. But people always ask you, like, are you guys related? And we just eventually you started rolling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was an orphan.
Yeah, we're related. And it's great, dude. Like, I remember. Do you remember
the slide?
It was this last E11.
The slide,
and not only the slide, but, like,
we were sitting at the top of the slide.
We always went to the fucking Green Fairy.
Green Fairy, and we burned, like,
dude, we drank them out, dude, like, because they would just give us free absinthe.
An actual fairy where you go
water? So the Green Fairy is a bar at E11, and they serve absinthe.
Okay, it'd be sick if it were a bar that was an actual ferry that
do
like
they
went
have,
across
like,
water.
They have, like, green lights and stuff. No, but like
with car. I don't
we
know,
we but. Played. We just like would like go there to start either our day,
or like, finish yeah. the night.
Yeah,
or,
like
any time of day we would yeah, show
and,
up. And
oh, dude, like this one time, this was my one of my favorite memories of this last E11 was like we woke up that day. Like, and I forget, it was Tyson yeah. or this motherfucker.
It was Tyson.
It was Tyson who banged on my fucking, like, car window because I tried to hide behind the porta potties for shade just to
and
get
then I showed
sleep.
Up.
Yeah. And he's like, rise and shine, take your acid doses. And so, like, we woke up and we ate acid. And then
I fucking passed out at this Fist of Pirates. Like, with, like, just holding my guitar, you remember that?
Yeah, dude, and, like... And
I woke up just like, what the fuck's happening?
But after, so, like, we hung out. We did acid. Did, like, the whole Green Ferry trip. Like, he fell asleep outside of, like, the stage of the Smith Pirates. And, I eventually tried to find more shade in between these fucking campers, and I fell asleep for like 5 hours okay. while on acid. And then we woke up and did more acid, and I popped him into my car,
and
we were slow driving, listening to Biggie Smalls, dude.
And I was hanging out the
yeah, he was out the window, dude. And
I was like ass out.
We had a parade going behind us, dude, just like. Blasting Biggie Smalls, dude. Oh, like
you had
I
it in your tape deck.
A memory
right.
like
that. I had a CD.
Yeah,
a CD.
Yeah, in your seat.
I can recall a memory like that when we were leaving Mountain Banger and I was hanging out the window.
Yeah,
and we were blasting like
dude,
whatever the
that
fuck
doesn't
it was.
Does not like compare. Like we there were people like coming up to the car
yeah.
and just like
yeah, dude. We had like an entire crowd of people just like. You know,
it was like Biggie Smalls fucking like.
It was like, it was what was that? Like, what was that song by Biggie Smalls? It's like this one goes out to all the teachers.
Oh, Juicy.
Yeah.
It was
Juicy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I was literally like hanging out the window.
Dude, people love Biggie Smalls.
And we were just blasting it, dude. And everybody was like following the car, dude. And
dude,
I was going
like
3 miles an hour, dude.
And we're
just around all of E11.
His
like,
mother would be proud. Biggie Smalls' mother.
Dude, it was one of the coolest moments ever, dude. Like, because everybody was just like mobbing behind us. Just like, yeah, following it, dude. And I was like,
you remember getting on top of that fucking slide though?
Yeah, dude. Do you remember when you broke that art installation?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm just like, leave it alone, dude. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I was just like, no. I was tripping bear balls at that point.
Do you remember when we were at Mountain Banger and I was like trying to tell you something among the noise, and then you were like, eventually, you were just like shut up and listen.
That I do not remember.
We were like talking under the stars or something, and then like we were listening to the music. We were like this is such a great night, and then like we kept on talking. And
oh
then,
yeah,
and then
the
it
bands.
Was like that moment where you like ring a bell, like bum. Sudden like focus, like hey, just shut up and listen for a second to this music. This is fucking awesome. Like why are we talking about this and just not like fucking
dude, yeah. Dude. Like,
I
yeah.
was tripping so hard I went to my car. Like it was the second night because you and I played the first night.
Yeah,
you
dude,
and
I remember
up.
Like I took that acid and then Casey was like, "Come play," and then I played and one of the best sets of my entire life, tripping fucking face.
And it was so cold. Like the first night we played, I was like, "Whatever, man. I can't feel my fingers, but I don't give a fuck." And like he opened and then I played, and that was like back when you were doing like Eye of the Tiger shit.
Oh, I still play that song every fucking day.
Dude,
like,
that
song is so much fun to play live. Oh my god,
dude! I had one of the coolest experiences at Mountain Banger that year.
Yeah, with the dogs.
With the dogs.
Oh, dude, he was howling the songs. And
no,
like...
no, no. So I so the dog it was after the first day. Nobody had arrived yet.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, oh man, I can't wait to get into like when we went up and the wolves were hunting
us.
Oh
my god.
Like
yeah.
No, but like we'll get into that.
You weren't there with us, huh?
He was.
He were you? No, it was us and my other coworker at the time. Fucking
okay, okay.
Nathan,
yeah, dude.
That crazy fucking.
Yeah, dude. No. So we'll get into that. But like, in the morning, dude, I woke up. Well, I hadn't really gone to bed, but I was still tripping, and like, I'd been in my car for a while, and then I got out and like I'd gone over to the fire and the sun was just coming up right over that ridge, dude, and. And I was like, I'm going to go on a walk. And so, like, I decided to walk around this hill. And as I'm going away, I had, like, 5 dogs join me. Like, random dogs. They're not mine. Like, they're not mine at all.
That's mountain banger for you,
they're
though.
Not mine. And, like, I just go over. And I go over this hill as the sun is coming. And there's, like, down in this valley, like, 5 deer. They're just chilling down there, dude. And like me and these dogs are just sitting on top of the hill and they're like, you know, ears pointed straight up, dude. Like, and I'm like, yeah, man, we're just gonna chill and watch them, dude. And we watch them and then like I keep hiking. And they follow me the whole time. Mm-hmm. They just like do their own shit, but they're following me. And I don't have to say anything to them. I don't have to call them. I don't even know their fucking names, dude.
Yeah, they're just like all right,
I'm going to make a small digression off this story. Yeah. Small tangent. So I was up at Mountain Banger, and like this is the first day before any of us had taken any acid. I was taking my first shit of the day. And there was this dog. It was a Pyrenees, right?
Yeah.
And they're herding dogs, right?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm sitting there.
Hurting.
Like, hands down, over, you know, and this dog comes up to me and starts barking at me, like, getting real close, you know? Meanwhile, you know, I'm taking a shit. Like, and he's barking. And he's getting closer, and he's snapping at me, and I'm just like, go away, little dog. Anyways, the moral of the story is that dog ended up getting, like, it was the one dog that got hit by the fucking porcupine.
Oh, no. Yeah, dude. No.
I don't remember that.
There were 2 dogs that got hit by porcupines, man.
But it was, like, the first one that did.
Yeah.
That was the dog that was.
No shit. Dude, so, like. So I go on this magical fucking hike with these fucking wild dogs, and I felt nothing but wild out there, dude. And it was like the golden hour, 10 o'clock in the morning in the mountains. And it was so beautiful, dude.
That was a beautiful spot, dude. For my second mountain banger, that was a good...
That's where,
like,
Rainbow Gathering was in 2013. Yeah, yeah. I went with Bobbins. God rest Bobbins.
Yeah.
God rest Bobbins.
You were saying that the entire time we were up there. You were like, oh, yeah, this is the last place.
I also went up there with Amelia and Aslan for the eclipse. That's where we went and saw the eclipse. We camped up there.
Oh, what year was that?
It was like the year before, 2018.
Okay, yeah, that was when I was living here, huh? Because I remember that eclipse. I was working at DPS.
And, but it was really cool the night after. I took more psychedelics. And then by morning, dude, I'd ran into you. And, like, you were wasted, Gage. You were so wasted.
Oh, yeah.
We were dragging you up this fucking hike.
Oh, my God. Yeah, by that point, dude,
and
you
kept,
like,
falling over and puking, dude. You know? Like,
yeah.
You're like, I can't make it. I'm like, you can make it. You can make it.
I remember that, dude.
And then we made it all the
way. I was like, I need to go back. And I need to, like, puke my soul out. And you were like, nah, dude, we're going to go sit in this meadow.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I can make it.
Dude, and we, dude, We made it all the way to this meadow. It was probably like a mile and a half away from the camp. Maybe just a mile. But when we got to this area, the sun was coming up, right? And we were all chilling there smoking bowls and like talking. And all of a sudden, we heard wolves.
Like a pack of them, dude.
Straight
like
up, not coyotes.
At least 20 of them,
like,
dude.
Fucking wolves. And they got close and closer.
I was like, dude, I was so shit brains too. I was like, fuck, dude.
I was like, you know,
this might be it.
I was like, I like smoking, but we should probably head back. There was this one point where I'm like, those are really close. Like,
dude, I remember that howl when when that woke me up from my like drunkenness, dude. That one first howl, I was like, that's fucking close, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then so we started like hustling back as fast as we could, and the more we were going back, man, the more we could hear them around us.
Do you still
us.
Have your pack of dogs?
No. No, it's just us. It's just us, like, three people. We're basically dragging Gage down the hill.
I think I had puked my guts out by the time we were heading back, and I was not stumbling over as many branches.
Dude, he fell straight into fucking
dude,
trees.
Yeah, dude, I remember the next morning all the scars I had from falling on, like, shit.
But when we were heading back, dude, they just kept getting closer and closer until it went silent. It was like you could hear them, and they were quiet, and I'm like, they're hunting us, dude. Like,
you remember the next morning when we found a dead coyote right by where like everyone was fucking camping?
Yeah.
Right by the river, dude. There was just a dead coyote.
It was so nuts, dude. So like
he had just
basically
given
like,
up on his last minutes.
We had
life
gotten
right there.
Out right when they were there, and I was like, they're fucking hunting us, dude. Like,
dude,
still,
there were so many of us, dude. We had like at least three different like fires going on in that area. There were so many people,
dude.
There
were so many people at Mountain Banger, dude. That was like one like
dude, that was
Saturday
fucking...
night was like one of the craziest nights, dude. Rick Gerber was there, like way late at night, and everything. Like, there was just it rained a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
that was a crazy.
Entirely passed out.
Yeah, you were. You had done too much DMT.
DMT and LSD.
Yeah.
Thank
God.
I was like
how's he passed out? And he's like, his brain broke.
Everyone who saw me was like, yeah, he was fucking lit.
I remember. Yeah, like asking, like, you see Jeff?
Dude,
everyone
was
just like, he's
I remember gone. Tripping. I remember tripping during that night while it was raining, and I went to go hang out in my car. But before I got to my car, I was like hanging out in my hammock, like with like the light above it, and I was just swaying back and forth while the rain came down like on my face. And I was like, it's like it's so cool, and I could just hear the music. And I could see, I could see the sky. There were no stars, because obviously it was raining. But it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I remember looking up at the stars with you, Jeff. Like, that was
the
first glimpse I had gotten of, like, all those stars up in that mountain range. And we were just like, wow. They were just like a little fucking blanket of stars.
I'd love to play E11 this year.
I would too, but I don't want to go to E11 or any Burns, honestly. Like, I would love to go there. I would love to be a part of it. I know how much, like, no drugs are there, though.
I don't do them.
Well, I know you don't do them.
Very often.
But, I mean, it's just, I don't feel comfortable going to a place like that.
It's not good to be afraid of your own actions. It's more so important to understand that nothing of itself is good or evil, only the manner of its use makes it so.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if I use cocaine again, like, it's...
So don't do cocaine.
Yeah, don't do cocaine, don't do ketamine, and the way that I, you know...
Just say no. Come on, man.
This dollar store advice you got.
Fucking Reagan. Just say no, dude. You know, like, it sounds like a lot of fun, but no.
Yeah.
That's why I just drink a fuck ton and do psychedelics at those things. Yeah.
And that's exactly what I want to get to the point where I'm at. I don't know if I could, you know, attend this year and pull that off. I am very reticent to actually pay to go to E11.
Dude, do you remember?
I've been to E11, dude. Is that a rave?
Yeah, you actually did. I took you.
I did?
Yeah, I took you.
No way.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe I didn't.
I don't feel like I've ever been to a rave.
No, it's not a rave.
E11 is the best event I've ever been to.
So it's not like a rave, like.
It's like a micro. Rave. It's like a micro Burning Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
They call it a local burn.
Regional.
Yeah.
It's a regional burn.
But dude, there was this one part where like me and Jeff were tripping balls together, and we had just gone from the Green Ferry to this like. Corner camp. It was right across. It was like kitty corner to the Green Ferry, and in it they had this
kaleidoscope.
Yeah, that fucking that kaleidoscope, was... dude. That's when it hit me hard. I was like laying under that. It was a 3D kaleidoscope.
Yeah, that was the camp that I actually stayed at. So, I was there. I was like, yeah, we lied down under it, and like, yeah. Of course, I knew we were gonna giggle.
Yeah, dude, I laughed hysterically. I was like, yeah. Oh my god, dude, this is insane. And we like hung out there for like 30 minutes, and I was like, I gotta get out of here, dude.
I remember that.
I got it.
The Raven had enough.
Yeah, dude, I had to move. What happened was they had these, like, disc golf areas around, like, the entire fucking E11 that were, like, they were stationed like the solar system. So, like, there was the sun that was way out. And so, like...
I have a song that I wrote about E11. It's called It Would Take a Long Time to Drive to the Moon.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting out at that solar installation with a bunch of kids that I went to school, like, for math with. And they had ended up being, like, physicists or chemists or whatever. And, like, we were sitting there and we were trying to calculate, like, you know, back of the envelope sort of calculations, how long would it take?
It would take to drive to the moon?
Yeah, like, if you had a freeway... That, like, you know, so, like,
what's just a couple hundred thousand miles away.
Well, like, what's the speed limit? 65, probably. But, like,
away 90.
Like, and it would definitely, since the Earth is not a, perfectly symmetrical object, you would have to have it, you know, attached to the point that would be closest to the Earth, you know. And, you know, it would, either way. And so you'd have to drive.
You got me that.
You'd have to.
The gin. No gin. Up on the table. Dude, I have had some of my best memories of you two. Like, I have honestly had some of my best memories.
Yeah, no, Raven, I would say the exact same about you.
Like, I've taken Gage to, like, damn near every festival that I've ever done. He's always been my plus one. And, like, I've played really dope shows in festivals with you, dude. And, like, you and I always click up, dude. Whenever we're there, dude, it's always you and I. Like, B's there, and I love B and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, but...
You and I just, like, we mob together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we played, like, everybody gave us so many free drinks and drugs, dude, because we were like, will you play for us? We'll just give you stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay. Gage was one of the first people I lived with once I like started getting back on my feet after I shattered my heels.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I didn't even know you before you, like, I didn't know you when you shattered your heels, but it was, like, right after you got out of a wheelchair, huh?
Yeah. I used to be a nut. He knew me before, like, I was in a wheelchair. I'd climb anything.
Anything.
Like, literally, I would fucking climb. Dude, I would run and jump off of Bennett's roof all the time.
Oh, I gotta go get a haircut.
Like, I would, like, literally run and jump as high as I could off of the roof and then roll out of it.
Talking about Austin Bennett?
No.
Oh.
Bennett goes by Moonchild now.
Yeah. Bennett's...
She's a transgender.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She was also,
there's a different,
like,
Bennett I gotta get a haircut from.
Like... Also, like, the first...
Do you remember when we used to shoot the sniper rifle off the roof? Like, the fucking... It was a...
The BB gun?
Yeah, it was the airsoft gun.
Do you remember that time when we went downtown Salt Lake City with a bag of salt?
Oh, my God! Yeah, dude. So I got this crazy idea. I'm like, dude, let's put Epsom salt in all these tiny little baggies and then drive downtown and throw them outside near the fucking, like, near the homeless shelter. It was really cruel, but it was so funny. So we got, like, 15 bags full of these fucking Epsom salt crystals. And I yell out the window, free drugs, and just
No, free sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was free sponsorship, and I just, like, huck all of these fucking bags full of Epsom salt out in the fucking street, and they just mobbed them. They just mobbed them like fucking feast of fucking roaches, dude. And it was so funny because, like, when we got back, we're like talking about, like, how people are gonna shit their brains out, like, and all this shit. It was really fucked up, but it was funny. It was probably one of them. It was a funny thing.
It was, yeah, that was. That is actually hilarious. Do you remember that one guy who, like, came out and he
with
was...
a cape?
Yeah, dude, he had
a cape and he was like fucking moving people aside, dude. He had this cape on. I was like, no shit, dude. Fucking super crack is here, dude. Like,
super crack.
Yeah, free sponsorship, dude, was like exactly what I yelled outside of the window when I threw them all. It was cool.
Just, like, at their face.
No, dude, hilarious. It was right in the middle of the street, and they just flooded.
Yeah.
That is absolutely fucking...
And we just drove off.
Yeah.
And like, what was that girl's...
What girl?
The girl who drove the car.
I don't know.
Or was that Bennett? Was that Bennett who was driving?
No.
It wasn't.
But I don't know who's driving. But I remember AJ. I let him kick me in the ribs like 5 times.
Damn.
And I took it. I was like, boom, boom. And then on the 5th one, he cracked my rib.
Dang.
And I still took it. I was like,
well, fun.
Yeah, AJ is definitely not a small dude.
No, but like I told him I could. I was like, go ahead, dude. Do it. And I took 5 kicks. To the, like, rib cage, and on the 5th one, dude, he hit it perfect, dude. And it just cracked my rib, and I was like, fine.
Stealing one of your seltzers.
That's cool. Just save some, because I love those.
I love you, Raven.
Dude, do you remember, you probably weren't there, but, like, this one day, dude, I didn't have, like, a really solid job at the time. And so, I would, like, hang out on the roof all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I would literally hang out.
We should go hang out up there right now.
Well, no, I'd hang out on Bennett's roof.
Oh.
Yeah, so I would hang out on Bennett's roof, which was dope because I could crouch behind the flat surface, and he had that sniper rifle airsoft gun. And I would literally peg people, like, they were so far away, dude. And, like, hide and just, like, hold my laughter. And, like, dude, I just hit him in the fucking neck, dude. And, like, and I would be so high. I was probably, like, 26, 27, and I was still a child. I'm still a kid.
Dude, I used to have shit like that going all the time. But
still.
Dude, when I lived in Corona, California.
You're like the age that I was when I was doing that. Like,
dude, my friend was sniping me. Like, we lived in the same neighborhood, so if I walked by his house, dude, he was sniping me with an airsoft gun out of his window. Like, we would get into all sorts of shit, dude. Like,
I want to give a cheers to Bobbins, because I love and miss him so much.
Yeah.
Dude, Bobbins. I dream of a plane that is made of pure vanilla pudding, no tapioca.
Yeah, dude.
And he's riding on it.
I'll take a shot with you.
Not a single bubble of tapioca is disturbing Bobbins.
He was there when I heard the news. Yeah. I fell to pieces. Lost my brain. Many times. That's the cool thing about gaining and losing things in life, is like you always think that you have your position settled. And then something comes along, and it's like, no, you don't. Like, no, you don't. And every time, time and time again, when you get comfortable, it does. It comes along and rocks you. There's no security from it. My mom got her foot amputated this Tuesday.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry. As well, can I have a cigarette because your nihilism is making me sad?
My nihilism would be like, yo, dude, my mom got her chicken leg cut off.
No, sorry, not your nihilism.
Pessimism.
No, you're just honest to God sharing, you're just sharing stuff. I wouldn't describe your,
What is your favorite quality of mine? Because a lot of people think I'm a giant piece of shit.
You are, like, you are the wittiest person I've ever met. When it comes to the ability to speak, the metaphors that you just, like, come up with on the fly. I don't, like, it's definitely, like, part of your ability as a musician, but, like, also, like, the way that you speak is so eloquent and beautiful, and it's taken me many years to appreciate, but, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. That's if you're going to ask me that question.
Yeah,
point,
no, totally.
Yeah, that's, and that's that. Those are my honest. That's unfiltered. You know, I'm not trying to suck your dick right now, but I just did a little bit.
You don't gotta try.
Give me your fucking lighter.
Oh, I thought you were gonna.
We could all do a whole questionnaire on everyone.
My favorite thing about Jeff is that he admits when he's wrong and he grows. That's the coolest thing about Jeff. And, like, it's been really cool to be an authentic friend to Jeff. Because a lot of people have, like, not been. You know, like, a lot of people have been like I've seen, you know, people fuck with you, they party with you, you know, like they have fun with you and stuff like that, but like they don't get a half the fucking juicy bumping in the car.
Yeah.
They don't get a half like you and I, like really mobbing them conversation, people actually think we're brothers. Like you and I have substance with the world, and I love that.
Yeah, man. I love that about both of you guys. You guys both really bring, like, I feel like you guys really understand, like, something's got to be brought to the table. You know, like, no one's going to just fucking, like, something's got to happen. Have fun. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at.
And that's what it boils down to. It's not about being, like, serious or, like, real.
I mean, I'm real.
Well, but I love that. As am I. But like, when we get together and we fuck with people, like we tell it, like
you tell it like it is,
dude. No, we had like this entire camp, like feeding us drinks, thinking we were the coolest brotherhood that ever like lived, because we're like, yeah, we're brothers.
Well, no. Like they said, like you guys are brothers, right? And we just were like, yeah.
And like, yeah, literally, yeah. And literally,
we have different fathers, and then if people would push it further, it's like, yeah, we have different mothers as well, but
yeah, but like it was so rare, and like people would be like, dude, here's food, like here's like this. and they'd be like, play for us, and they'd be like, you guys have. You know, because like the way that we just like kind of make up something like right then and there, like we just like, whether it was like I would make up lyrics or sometimes I wouldn't, but we would just make up like these guitar songs.
Yeah, dude, I've seen you guys jam together, dude. Yeah, like you guys can make it up. I've seen that happen. I know exactly what you guys are talking about, dude.
And with Gage,
I'm just there to see the live music. I'm just here for live fucking music. No, goddamn.
You have saved my life so many times.
Gage, you know what? Like one of the
You've things... kept me from being a fucking marionette from these rafters.
Eddie, you know what? Like one thing I would say is,
and he knows because I talk about you all the time.
Yeah.
Like I literally, I'm like, man.
Sorry,
an entirely separate thing, though, is, like, I feel like I've seen you grown a lot as a musician.
That's one thing I definitely pursue.
A lot better.
It's one thing if I, like, I don't really focus.
Because he jams.
If I'm not focusing on bullshit, like, jobs and all that drama, I'm like, I'm pursuing something. If I'm gonna fail at something, I'm gonna like still be pursuing. I always have like a backup for myself. You know, I'm gonna be pursuing something.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I see you pursuing music out of a love for music. You know, and that's what it's all about. Like, it's so like.
Yeah, you do. Like, we invite you here because like we're always like we need Gage at least on drums or something.
At least, yeah.
You know, right. Like, and
I love doing
it. And dude, like, oh, man, it sucks that you aren't here. We did it for months, dude.
I can feel
for months, dude. We like just jammed in this place, dude. Every Friday we would just have the most weird fucking shit happen, dude, and like random lyrics.
I'm so sad that I missed out on. Not much of that. Nah. I needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we respect it.
That made you a better musician, dude.
Well, like, not only that, but like you like have gone through your trials, and I'm very proud of you for it. I'm very, very proud of what you've done for yourself. I'm very proud of how hard it was to leave. I'm proud of you, man. Like, what, yeah, you can come down here, I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm very proud of you, buddy. You've done so good.
Trying to.
I'm still
doing good, and you know what?
To me, you've done everything you need to. Like I'm proud of you.
That means a lot. It really does. Because you saw me at my worst.
No, I just saw you at a weird part. I don't think of you as the worst.
Well, like for me, that was that was my blow.
It's just a different part.
No.
I don't see it like that. You guys could say that you've seen me at my worst.
But I doubt it. Here's the thing. You saw me when I was controlled by ketamine,
Yeah, I did. I called you out on it all the time.
Yeah. And, we had some very emotional... You remember that time I fucking just sobbed my fucking eyes out,
Yeah, but, what is... Why would that be weird?
It's not weird. It's just I'm glad to show myself
to people who give a fuck to see you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so happy. It's hard to put into words.
No, man. You have always been my brother, and I take fucking friendship extremely seriously.
That's one thing I know.
Yeah,
this motherfucker does.
Yeah, and I remember at when I was in the points, you were like, I'm not sure if I want to be your friend anymore.
No, you're like,
I can't do the whole Bobbins things.
No, that's not what I said. I'm sorry if you interpreted that. I said, I'm scared to have you do that because I don't want to do the whole Bobbins thing.
Yeah. Well,
I never said that I... obviously gave up on you or anything. I said, be careful. Because I don't want to bury you too.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Guys.
We got a mini hug.
Yeah, group hug.
Bring it in.
Same sound that Molly makes. That's cool. So
that's exactly the sound my dog makes when I hug her.
Yeah. She's like, get off of me. This is consensual.
I mean, it's a little bit of calm A, a little bit of calm B. But
she's like, I know you own me, but you don't own me.
Like, we're best friends. We're best friends,
dude. You know, in reality, dude, though, there's been a lot of times where it's been absolutely necessary that I've also made Gage. Gage has helped me. And a lot. And you know what's crazy, man? Two years ago. I don't shy away from anything that I say. I really love to make humor for humor's sake, and nothing is taboo. Mm-hmm. But as far as my anger and rage and thing and my confusion, when I would fall into confusion, I would panic, and I would get angry, so crazy angry. And I never thought that I would not be that way. I would excuse it all the time because I'd try to validate my emotions, which are real, but I would validate them. I'd be like, my fucking emotions are so valid, I don't give a flying fuck how I offend or unease somebody. And now I still get so emotional, but like I don't. I don't freak out as much. I don't fall into the same freak out mode.
That's good. Frequency.
But I never thought that I would be able to.
Yeah. It's just about breathing, dude. That's what I've kind of realized.
It really
like
is about
falling right into the frequency that you, that like where you need to be. And what I've, it's kind of taboo also. We're almost at an hour now, but like when people say everything happens for a reason and like you are right where you need to be, it's like it kind of is like it is no other way really. Yeah, I have a lighter, but you know what I mean, it's like it's no other way, like where else would you be, you know?
Where have you been
Yeah, right here right now actually is where I have been, trying to just embark and embrace in the present moment. And it's only one moment.
It's really sad that I have
to. It's just one moment. Place. It's like The Price is Right or like The Wheel of Fortune. It's just like it's only one answer. Or like Family Feud, you know? It's like just one life.
I wish you didn't have to leave this place. I really do. I think that if the homeowners knew what this was, that they, like, if they really knew.
You know what you're reminding me of right now? Since I'm wearing this idea shirt, it's like, he had a lyric, it was like, if heaven were this great, it wouldn't, how did it go, you know? Oh, I'm going to totally chop this up right now.
Chop it up. Does this go past an hour?
I think it will. No, every segment's an hour, but we can edit that. It's like,
don't edit it.
I'm not going to think of it. I'm not going to remember the lyric right now, but,
you know,
if heaven were this great, it wouldn't have a backstage or no, you know what? I'm chopping it up horribly.
That's okay. We could do a second one if we want.
Yeah. You can always edit this.
Well, no, we could do part two.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, everybody out there in the Where Have You Been listeners group, we love you.
We love you.
Remember, friendship does matter. Like,
when things do change.
Yeah, all the time.
Change is the only constant.
But friends are la familia. You're familiars. Yeah. We are the family. They're the people who watch you. They're the people who know. If they truly want to know. Otherwise, they're just acquaintances.
And I mentioned Michael Larson, and we mentioned Bobbins, also one of our good friends. Michael Larson was a well-known underground hip-hop artist. Both of them died from drug overdoses. Very sad and sudden losses. But we remember them, and their memory lives on in music and memories and lots of...
And if anybody ever needs help, don't feel afraid to reach out to people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, your friends are maybe your closest strangers, you know? You never know. Just reach out to anybody...
Yeah,
you know, not everyone is willing to give a hand, but you know, you don't have to do it alone.
Anyway, for the WHYB, everybody loves you.
Signing off. We love you here at the WHYB, Rant and Raven and Gagey B signing off. Peace and love. Yeah.
We're trying to make right now.
No, we're trying to make Where Have You Been a podcast. So,
Where have you been?
Where have you been? Where have you been, man?
Places.
Places.
I mean, as far as the podcast is concerned, we're talking about interesting places. I live next door to David Crosby. So, that's an interesting place.
He lives in an apartment.
You live next door to David Crosby?
Not quite, but like...
Not quite, but... In the neighborhood, like, you could go, like, shoot some hoops with him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. That's where Jeffrey Steck has been, everybody.
Hey!
You can find him in the streets of California, busking with his guitar. Don't make me warn you.
And we should turn it on.
Desiderata. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and the ignorant, they too have their stories. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Graceful farts. Love farts from Rant and Raven. Thank you. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth.
You better not have a cigarette on a trampoline.
You better not have a cigarette on that damn trampoline out there you're here. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Thank you.